So in Perek Dalet Avuvois Ava, we're talking about ropes of love that we bind ourselves with, that Hashem bound Himself to us with, in the concept of Bonim Atem L'Hashem Elokeichem. And we spoke last time, which seems like a long time away, on how one actually has to internalize this. It's not enough to just walk out of here saying Bonim Atem L'Hashem Elokeichem. Oh yeah, that's right, I'm Hashem's son, and off we go. That's not real. You're not going to gain anything from it. This requires at least 40 days of serious hard work. There's Bonim Atem L'Hashem, and I spoke about how to use the Memches Dvorim to do that, and you have to just keep me on my toes, whatever. Maybe one day in this class,
okay,
I'll give you an overview. You just have to come to me when I'm in the office, come a few minutes before Shia, and just I'll try and remember to do it. And then we'll set up the class next week. It's not going to be this week, next week. Like I said, we used it after Hanukkah, that's usually nice, because now I'm going to start doing some Hanukkah stuff from next week. So maybe after Hanukkah, we'll start showing you how to actually. But that's what Musa is. Musa is taking Bani Matem L'Shem Lokeichem, understanding it, getting it clear, internalizing it. It's not enough to just know that there's a thing out there, sort of this vague concept. What does it mean? I'm Bani Matem L'Shem Lokeichem. That's very cute, you know. So he's my dad, so good. So now what does that mean? Why don't we feel it? Because we're not working at it. Okay. So that's the first concept we're referred to as Bonim, and then the second dimension of the relationship is that Akash Boch refers to Klal Yisrael as Rayosi, as a wife. And the whole of Sefer Shir Hashirim, we said, was a marshal of this relationship of Klal Yisrael and Akash Boch as a husband and a wife. So, just a warning, I don't know if we did this, but as a result of the fact that these things are very sensitive, these are very intimate discussions. We have to try and understand these things in a very clear way. You can get very messed up if you don't get this clear. Very, very delicate situations and relationships here. HaKadosh Baruch Hu relates to us in two different ways. He relates to us as a father to a son and as a husband to a wife. So they're two very different relationships, as anybody who has married and has a son will know. Sometimes they look the same from the outside. But we'll see. Kaim chiluk gadol ben kesher shel av lebnoi ben kesher shel adam lereosoi. An enormous difference exists in the relationship between a father and a son, and the relationship between a husband and his wife. Michad, hakesher shel av lebnoi hu kesher bal yinatek. First of all, the relationship between a father and a son is an unbreakable relationship. This is always the father, this is always the son, no matter what. No one will stop that. The father and the son cannot speak to each other for 1,000 years. This is the father and this is the son. And malasot. You can't stop being this guy's father. You are, that's it. There's nothing to talk about. The son also can't divorce the father. Also, this relationship wasn't a choice relationship. You can choose your son-in-laws, maybe, but you certainly can't choose your sons. Yeah? So you should have lots of girls and no boys. I mean, at least you can choose your son-in-laws. It's not so fortunate that they'll let you choose them today either. Anyway, you didn't choose your father, and your father doesn't choose you, which means what? Hashem gave this to you because this is exactly what you need. Makes no difference what your son is. Doesn't make any difference what the father is. Father, son. Hopefully. The relationship between a husband and a wife is a relationship that has to be built out of bechira. You have to choose. Habal boiche bereyosei bedeya uba koramale. He does it with a... it's optimistic. With a daya and a recognition mole. When did he do that? About 2 years after the wedding?
Six months after.
Now I'm just asking, when do you make this bechira b'daya b'karamala? About 20 years after marriage? After the wedding? When do you do this? When actually does this bechira take place? Yeah? Have you done it yet? No? You don't know what I'm talking about, eh? Okay. No, you kind of choose to get married, but when does the real bechira to get married and to become an unconditional whatever, that comes many years later? Certainly not before the Sheva Brochas are over. In the state of infatuation, and we'll see, that's the whole moshul for a relationship with Hashem. Coming out of Mitzrayim with all the makas and all the beauty or whatever, there was no bechira to go after Hashem. Mm-hmm. The bechira only started once you crossed the sea and were in the desert. That suddenly, now you've got to work. from Pesach to Shavuot, that's what you've got to build. And now I say to how hard is it to dedicate your life to Hashem when the window, the Shal Shemana are wide open. In that stage of infatuation, it's not the Bechira.
When you have the first argument.
Oh, that's Chanukah. That's exactly Chanukah. Chanukah is the rededication after the first argument. That's what Chanukah is. You come out of Sukkot, you come out of Shemini Atzeres, the Chuppah, Shemini Atzeres is the Yichud room. And everything's beautiful or whatever, and then you go through Cheshvan, and you go through Kislev, and then things start getting a little bit fuzzy in your relationship with Hashem and whatever, the highs you reached on Sukkot or whatever, not there anymore, whatever. Now we rededicate. We rededicate on Chanukah and Purim. That's after the argument. That's after the fight. Yeah, that's exactly the Nakudah. Beautiful. Ah, see, we're asking about Chanukah. Fine. He knows and recognizes the lackings and the milas. And after he's chosen her, he accepts the qualities and the lacks together. On the other hand, this relationship is one you can end. As soon as you started, you can stop it. Its continuation is not mukhrach, it can be ended. Because Baruch Hu taught us to him with a kesha al gabe kesha. But avusa is ava kfulim and kupolim with ropes of love doubled and doubled. Michad anu bonim l'Hashem Elokeinu b'kol tnai b'kol matzav. On the one hand, there's this unconditional relationship that you're my son and I'm your father, and there's nothing we can do about it. Gam kasha ein anu oisim is ritzonu shel mokom. Even when we're not doing the rotzon of Hashem, anu kroim bonim. Again, psak harashbo b'tshuva chelek aleph simen kuf tzadik dalet ein sham. That even after we're not doing the rotzon of Hashem, Yisrael shechoyte Yisrael hu. The Jew that's sinning is still the Jew, and there's nothing that can be done to break that relationship of a father to a son. This relationship is not chosen. There's no. You said I need to like work out. You don't. It's a forced relationship.
It's not chosen, it's chosen by Hashem. On the other hand,
there's this aspect of the husband-wife relationship, which is not a forced relationship, that is done without knowledge and recognition. That's the son relationship. There's not knowledge and recognition. This is your father, no matter what. The ma'amar asinai negolakosh bochalene b'kol hadru v'tefatoi gilalanes kol matzpoine terosin bochobani lois lo lereyo ima lois avim chesrodaseinu chesroi noiseinu. And Hasina Kosh Bochu came and he revealed himself. He put all his cards on the table. We put all our cards on the table. He gave us his Torah. He revealed everything to us. And we, Baratzon, said, Nasa Venishim was a Bechira decision that we are going to get married to Kosh Bochu. So there's two aspects of the relationship. So there's two relationships. That's another kasha. Fuck. Good. There's plenty to root for this. There we have a concept of Nasev and Ishma that was done with Bechira. Mitzad Echad, our relationship has built into the father-son type relationship, which means that no matter what happens, there's a father and a son here. So these two opposite dynamics functioning within the same relationship. We have to understand how we do that. That's the Hagdama to what we're going to be dealing with for the next few weeks. These two different relationships. Relationship of the father and the son, relationship of the husband and the wife. The question you're asking about, how can it be that it was a Bechira when it was Haka Gigis or whatever, it's not a Kasha. It's not a Kasha. You're right, they're all lost on the Pasha there, the Rashi there. It's a Kasha. What are you talking about? That Hashem held him out of it and said, either you accept my Torah, you're going to die. Hashem said, you want my Torah? We say, yeah, I want your Torah. He said, if you don't take it, you're going to die. I just said, I'll take it. What do you want from me? Okay, good. Some can have many, many wonderful answers on that.
I'm saying, can you not draw?
No, the no, because you have to first see the answer. That's a kasha. Fine. We after the terutim to that kasha. It was a bechirat decision. It was hakagigis for whatever reason. Hakagigis, most before Shem say, was just there to implant an element of fear that would help us through the long gollus when the bechirah wouldn't be so clear anymore. That you would still do it out of fear, or it was waiting for Purim, etc., etc. It's terutim for that, but that's not our subject.
I'm just saying,
and I'm only just saying, but I'm just saying that's not our subject. It's not going to change anything you said. Yeah.
Yeah. No.
I'm good.
I'm not trying to change. I'm saying could it not be a parallel to the fact of what you're saying about our wives. Maybe it's
also
that same idea.
There's no hakagigas over your wife. You can give her, get whenever you want. As long as she's prepared to accept it, midirabonet, midiraisa, you can magarish bal kolcho. Rabbeinu Goshen, you can't. So I'm saying midirabonet, you can't. But you can get divorced whenever you want. What's the problem? Hakagigas. I mean, practically you can't get divorced whenever you want. You have to get divorced when the doctor tells you that you're going to die if you don't. Because not so posh, you just get divorced. We'll see. In Bais-Yudi, we're getting there to the sugya of when there's room for divorce in a marriage, but that's not...
I think
he gets
it every
year.
So if I want to get a divorce, she has to want to divorce?
Today you can't get divorced, Bob Koch. No.
I'm saying I want to give you a divorce.
That's what I'm saying.
You
talking about in the Sfadi, but then
he can get married to many women and get divorced. You're talking about in the Tekonis Rabbeinu Gershom.
If she said, "Oh, I'm not for cover," you can't get divorced.
Really?
Yeah.
Am I like Langan Aguna then?
Hmm?
I'm like an Aguna.
Yeah, and a good.
No, because he's Sfadi.
They were always telling us what to do, Joe.
Yeah, if she doesn't get divorced, you've got to keep paying. Well, that's it.
She
has a ksuba, she's got a ksuba, and as long as she won't make up all the kids, you've got to keep paying. Yeah, be careful before you do this. It's too late, my boy, keep going. Probably she's got the check. She's got the checkbook, that's the problem, you see. That's why you go. Alright, we're in Perek Hay. We haven't done that for a long time. We've gone, finished one Perek and started another one on the same day. Chavirim Yisrael Shenikro Bonim Lamokum. Okay, so let's take the Bonim Atem and take it apart in depth. And then afterwards we'll take apart the Reyasa in depth. And then after that, that's a long one. The Bonim Atem is an easy one. The Waf one is much more complicated. And that goes on for... Kimat until Pesach anyway. Shinuch Chomer Masechtos Avos Perigimel Chaviv Adam Shenivro B'Tzelem Belaved, or however you want to translate Chaviv, man, because he was created B'Tzelem Chive Yaseir Noidas Lo Shenivro B'Tzelem. An additional aspect of belovedness is that he knows he was Nivro B'Tzelem Shenema Ki B'Tzelem Elokim Oses Adam. That's the pasuk of Ki B'Tzelem Elokim Oses Adam. Chaviv in Yisrael Shenikra Bonim Lamakom, beloved of the Jewish people, because they are called Bonim Lamakom. Chiv Yisera Noidat Lehem Shenikru Bonim Lamakom. And there's this added aspect of love that they were notified that they are called Bonim Lamakom. Shenema Bonim Atem Lashem Mokeichem. Hashem tells us in the Chumash, the Mufurish of Pasuk. It's so hard to get round. Bonim Atem Lashem Mokeichem. And whatever pshatim you want to learn into that, I will ein yoytzi mikre mile pshuta. You can't take the pasuk out of its simple meaning. Vonim atem l'shem l'kechem. Hashem has relationship with us like a father to a son. Harambam, I assume in his Pirish l'mishnayas, Perek Dalet, Mishnah Yud Dalet. Mefarish es kavanas ha-mishne shechibi yaseira hi ma sheodiyah lana kosh baruchu anachnu bonov. The added aspect, I mean, there's one aspect I love you, there's an added aspect where I let you know that I love you. Hoido zu mevia oitanu la'ion b'mohus ha-kesher v'achibu shal bonim atem l'shem l'kaichem. This knowledge brings us to think about and to explore the essence of this relationship and this chibah, this closeness of what it means. Bonim atem l'shem l'kaichem. Menyanim anu lahavin ma'hi maloisa al Pnei kol yoshve tevil shegem hem nivrei b'tzelem elokim. It's fascinating for me to understand and discover what is this quality that I have over all the other yoshve tevil residents of this world. Shegem hem nivrei b'tzelem elokim. There's enormous difference that exists in the relationship that a melech invests with his servants to the subjects, the citizens of his country, as opposed to the relationship that exists between the father invests in relation with his son. The king have with his servants the relation of Kavod and Memshala. He's the Melech, and they have to serve the Melech, and there's Kavod and Memshala. Yeah? You have to know how to bow down, you have to know, there's books written how you have to, when you come to the king, there's always you have to behave, and it's all very formal, and it's all very Kavod and Memshala. Yachaze mechaev ginuni malchus. It requires a, what's the word? It's like an effacement of how does he, what did he say? Dignity and honor. It necessitates royal mannerisms and formalities. Oh, okay. Chivalry and ethics and etiquette and all sorts of weird stuff, right? It's not based on reality, but that's what it needs. Hafara kalash of kavod ha-melech mechayves misa. The smallest infringement on the kavod of the melech, one of his servants, you're killing him on the spot. There's no messing around. Yeah, Baghdad, the big warlords, these guys that controlled the cities or whatever, people that didn't care of it. Yeah, Ibn Abrahim or whatever these guys were. They were yeah, all these guys, Bacha Terra, there you go in front of the king of England for one, that's it, off with the head. Afilu in the sin of Shalom le Melech. Even a person doesn't say Shalom to the Melech in the way he should and how, etc. Or Askaras Shmoy Shelo Bekola Kovod Haroi Mechavis Misa. You know, do exactly what you're supposed to do. That's it. Kovod Melech Mechav Hisyachsus Miuchedes Bemine Vedaktuk Rav. Relating to the Melech requires an enormous, enormous knowing and Diktuk Rav and what you're doing and whatever. It's one of the problems of learning Kabbalah if you don't know what you're doing. Because that's going into the most intimate relationship with the Kodesh Baruch Hu that a person can have. If you don't know what you're doing, you can get frazzled. Get frazzled. You've got to know what you're doing. It's one thing when you're playing in the courtyard of the Melech and you get something wrong. It's a different thing when you're mamash in the private chamber of the Melech in an intimate relationship. You're very, very careful. Zois v'oed hayachas ha'adadi bein ha'melech la'avodoi. Further, the relationship between the Melech and his servants kaim rak al kol Oid evedze masharas et intras hamlucha. This relationship only continues as long as the eved is taking the interest of the kingship into account. Luma zoyz ima eved chala v'shuv ein hu roi l'sharas es adoinin hu yuchlof bache. The servant gets a bit ill, he can't work today, so they throw him in, they bring in another one. No shortage of lackeys. Ulach mekein lo yeh reishel erot et pnei ha-melech. Now he can't just blonze into the melech chamber whenever he wants. As long as he's the Eved, he comes and goes whenever he wants, right? Or whatever the job requires. Now he gets put on the sick leave, that's it. He can't just walk in and start visiting the Melech anymore.
The
Nimshul is between us as an Eved in our relationship to Hashem. As opposed to
the groin.
Yeah, we're not Eved, yeah.
We'll see.
Either way.
This is a marshal for what the relationship between a king and his avodim looks like. That means a Kodesh Baruch Hu and everybody else except his son.
Yeah, so how does it manifest somebody being sick and no one being sick?
We'll see. Hold on 1 second. Okay. I'm picking up the whole thing. This is a relationship built on fear or whatever you want. A king who is light, he gives up, he forgoes his kovod, the kovod won't forgo him. It means the melech's not about to forgo his kovod, it's not his kovod, it's the kovod of his position as being the melech. Marechet yachasim zu ein viturim klal. There's no foregoing in this relationship. This relationship is built on strict gedorim. Okay. Now, tomorrow, Mr. Shem, we'll see the total opposite of what the relationship with a ben looks like. Bottom of Samach Aleph will start tomorrow. Chavivosei shel aben.